Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Saturday, the 11th of May 2024 is 1938 Chicago Cubs season. The 1938 Chicago Cubs season was the 67th season of the Chicago Cubs franchise, the 63rd in the National League and the 23rd at Wrigley Field. The Cubs finished first in the National League with a record of 89-63. The team was swept 4-0 by the New York Yankees in the World Series. The team is known for the season of pitcher Dizzy Dean. While pitching for the NL in the 1937 All-Star Game, Dean suffered a big toe fracture. Coming back too soon from the injury, Dean changed his pitching motion to avoid landing too hard on his sore toe enough to affect his mechanics. As a result, he hurt his arm, losing his great fastball. By 1938, Dean's arm was largely gone. Cubs scout Clarence Pants Roland was tasked with the unenviable job of obeying owner Philip K. Wrigley's direct order to buy a washed-up Dean's contract at any cost. Roland signed the ragged righty for $185,000, one of the most expensive loss leader contracts in baseball history. Dean still helped the Cubs win the 1938 pennant. On July 20, Wrigley named 37-year-old Gabby Hartnett as the team's player manager, replacing Charlie Grimm. When Hartnett took over, the Cubs were in third place, 6 games behind the first place Pittsburgh Pirates, who were led by Pete Trainer. By September 27, with 1 week left in the season, the Cubs had battled back to within a game and a half game of the Pirates in the National League standings as the two teams met for a crucial 3-game series. Dean pitched the opening game of the series and, with his ailing arm, relied more on his experience and grit to defeat the Pirates by a score of 2-1. Dean would later call it the greatest outing of his career. The Cubs cut the Pirates' lead to a half game and set the stage for one of baseball's most memorable moments. On September 28, the two teams met for the second game of the series, where Hartnett experienced the highlight of his career. With darkness descending on the lightless Wrigley Field and the score tied at 5 runs apiece, the umpires ruled that the 9th inning would be the last to be played. The entire game would have to be replayed the following day if the score remained tied. Hartnett came to bat with 2 out in the bottom of the 9th inning. With a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes, Hartnett connected on a Mace Brown pitch, launching the ball into the darkness, before it eventually landed in the left center field bleachers. The stadium erupted into pandemonium as players and fans stormed the field to escort Hartnett around the bases. Hartnett's walk-off home run became immortalized as the homer in the gloaming. The Cubs were now in first place, culminating an impressive 19-3-1 record in September, and the pennant would be clinched 3 days later. It would be 50 years before lights were installed at Wrigley Field. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:06 UTC on Saturday, the 11th of May 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for 1938 Chicago Cubs season. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@musto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Emma Standard.